The Squiz is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Our weekday podcast is brought to you by CommBank, committed to being a better bank. Find out more at combank.com.au/better.
Good morning, I'm Claire Kimball.
And I'm Larissa Moore, filling in for Kate Watson. It's Tuesday, the 3rd of September. In your Squiz today, Hurricane Dorian hits the Bahamas, life in jail for the murderer of Eurydice Dixon, Flight Centre and the Fire Festival, and the 3-Minute Squiz. This is your Squiz today. Claire, Hurricane Dorian is being described as catastrophic and life-threatening as it makes its slow way through the Bahamas. What's the latest overnight?
It's still really pummeling the Bahamas. It made landfall yesterday at the Abaco Islands and then moved on to the Grand Bahama. It's just moving at walking pace, so that's about 7 kilometres an hour, which means that it's been there now for a full day. Normally, hurricanes of that sort of intensity come through pretty quickly, an hour or two, maybe a little bit longer. So the fact that it's hovering and taking a really slow time to move on means that those winds that got up to about 300 kilometres an hour have really just settled over there and really wreaked some very terrible destruction by the sounds of things.
It's not currently expected to make landfall in the US, but parts of Florida, Georgia, and Carolina are still being told to prepare to evacuate.
Yeah, that's right. And that goes to really the intensity of Dorian. They believe that it's the worst hurricane to hit the Bahamas. Certainly, it's one of the biggest probably in the last 90 years or so. So the fact that it is heading towards Florida and that US coast, they don't believe that it's going to make landfall. If it does, it would be really very catastrophic for the US.
Dorian makes the fourth straight year with a hurricane sort of this size in the Atlantic, and experts have real concerns that it's showing a trend towards more regular extreme weather-related disasters. Claire, authorities are searching for 34 missing people after a dive boat has burnt down off the coast of Santa Barbara and Los Angeles.
There's been an expedition off this dive boat. It's a commercial dive and fishing boat. It was on a 3-day Labor Day diving excursion. It has caught fire overnight on Monday night, and while the crew were able to jump off and be rescued, the 34 people who were missing were believed to be asleep under deck. So still no word on whether there have been any survivors of that. Families of those on board are awaiting to hear that news. But certainly authorities are preparing people for the worst there.
It seems hard to believe that Brexit could get any murkier, really, but reports yesterday said that PM Boris Johnson could move to potentially expel any Tory MPs, so members of his own party, who vote to block a no-deal Brexit.
He's saying that that's something that if MPs from his own side move to do, it really chops the legs from under him when he's trying to negotiate a new deal with the European Union. Interesting to see overnight too, Johnson has faced the media and says that a general election could even be on the cards. Those questions are circulating. He says that he doesn't want to go to an election, but there's reports saying that Johnson could bring on a vote in mid-October, so not that far away, if MPs do try and block that no-deal Brexit.
Plenty more to come on that, I'm sure. In big news yesterday, James Todd was given a life sentence for the rape and murder of Melbourne woman Eurydice Dixon. The judge has described him as categorically evil and that he would have a high chance of reoffending.
Yeah, and that's why he's gone for a life sentence in prison. It was put to the judge that he have a no parole period, that he just remain in jail forevermore, but a parole period has been set, so he must serve a minimum of 35 years in jail before he can apply for parole. Dixon's father, Jeremy, it really extended an incredible compassionate hand to Todd's family, saying that he extended his sympathies to those who love him, and that's because it's just a terrible tragedy all round, he said. And he also encouraged people to remember his daughter as someone who was witty and courageous.
Fire Festival, if people remember, was the disastrous luxury festival that was meant to take place in the Bahamas. turned out to be a lot more Lord of the Flies than the Instagrammable experience it was billed as. Punters were stranded without accommodation or food. The founder of the festival, Billy McFarland, he's now in jail on fraud charges related to the festival. But it's Australian company Flight Centre that's been caught up in the mess now, Claire.
They have a US offshoot that was involved in being booked to take musicians and musical acts to that luxury music festival that never was. The people who are looking to recoup some of that money from the fire company, as it was then, to set up to run that festival, are looking to reclaim just over $120,000. So it seems that they're on the list of people that the trustees are coming after to try and get some of the money back.
They're also after models like Kendall Jenner and Emily Ratajkowski. So they're in some good-looking company there. And speaking of things maybe not quite going to plan, Tourism South Australia's new ad is copping a fair bit of criticism.
It is, and it goes to our song lyric today. I've picked the classic Don't Want to Be All By Myself that is really sort of pointing to this ad campaign that was roundly panned yesterday. It has been described as depressing and sad. I love the quote from Adam Ferrier, the marketing expert, who says that it doesn't quite pair the great experience of South Australia with being old, sad and lonely, which isn't a great association.
So, no, yeah, not at all.
We'll see whether South Australia goes ahead with that campaign, I guess.
There's a link to that in the email, so check it out. It shows an old man, very sad and alone.
I love a good marketing fail. I know that's terrible to say, but we all enjoy the bad ads as much as the good ones, I'm sure.
Our 3-minute squiz this week is with Jo Kadlecek. She's a big fan of the squiz, which we always love to hear, but especially when it comes from a former journalism lecturer. She's just co-founded her own theatre company, Joining the Dots.
She has, and she's also written a play, and tonight is its premiere at the Sydney Fringe Festival. So it's a big day for Jo and for her theatre partners there. So we wish them all the very best. And yeah, there's a really great 3-minute squeeze on Jo today.
The play is about writers, women and wisecracks. So we think it sits pretty nicely in our wheelhouse.
Right down our alley.
Before we head off, just a quick reminder that our second episode of Squiz Shortcuts is out. This week, Claire and Kate took a look at tennis player Ash Barty. She's had a huge year. She won her first slam. She spent 8 weeks at number one. Unfortunately, she's now out of the US Open, but it's a good time to take a look at the tennis legend in the making. You can find that by searching Squiz Shortcuts in your podcasting app. Have a great day, everyone, and we will talk to you tomorrow.
The Squiz is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Sign up at thesquiz.com.au.